We'll stand by for the January 23rd, 2009 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From a not-so-frigid Chicago, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, with this week's rain report. EQSL.cc is a website that now boasts over 140,000 users who have combined to post more than 113 million virtual QSL cards since the website is launched in 1998. Its founder and webmaster is Dave Morris, N5UP. EQSL.cc generated some headlines in mid-January 2009 with its new partnership with CQ Magazine. Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, caught up with Dave shortly after the EQSL-CQ partnership was announced.
We've been talking to CQ Magazine since, I believe, the 2004 Dayton Hamvention. They said at the time that they were waiting for ARRL to come out with the Logbook of the World that they could interface, and so they wanted to hold off. We talked to them again in 2006, I believe. We talked to them again when they were here in Dallas at Hamcom. Gradually, over time, I started developing some interfaces that would be fairly easy for any organization to be able to accept our electronic QSLs, to be able to verify a QSL that had been submitted to them by an applicant, whether it was on paper or in some other form, that would allow the award manager to go look that up in our database and say, yes, sure enough, that is in their EQSL database or not. And so I took the concept back to Rich Moseson at CQ in about, I guess it was around October of 2008 or so, and said, if you're interested in doing this, we can have something up and running for you very quickly that your award managers can use. Then we began a discussion with four of their award managers and with the editor and publisher of the magazine, and we discussed all kinds of different issues and problems and mechanisms and how we would make this work. And essentially, in about a space of about 2 months, we tested everything. We got all of the award managers to agree that, yes, this is going to work, and tried it out, did some testing with it, and then were able to put out a press release that we're now up and running, that CQ is able to accept electronic QSLs. The fundamental thing that we're doing is if you want to print off your electronic QSLs and mail them in with your other traditional cards, that the CQ award managers can verify and validate those electronic QSLs, whether they're printed or not, in our database. But then we also have some other systems that will make it even easier, where you can just check off a box next to a credit that you're wanting to apply with, and then the CQ award manager for that particular award can actually download that list of credits into a spreadsheet, and then they can process it with the spreadsheet. So we've given them several different ways of handling this. They still can process their payments manually, and they can still take paper QSL cards and all of that. We've just essentially reduced some of the labor that's involved. We've reduced a lot of the postage and the time that it takes to mail these cards back and forth, and just basically trying to streamline the whole process for them.
Briefly, explain for the uninitiated what these award programs are.
The four different CQ awards that are going to be accepting our electronic QSLs will be the CQDX, WPX, which is a prefixes award, Worked All Zones, which is working all of the CQ zones, and the USACA, or Counties Award. So we have interfaces for each of those award managers that will allow them to validate our electronic QSLs in the database so that if someone submits an application and let's say he's claiming credit for zone 35 using an EQSL, that award manager can come in and log in with a special secure interface that's for him only and validate that in fact that user has got an EQSL that he's received for zone 35 and that it's valid. That's the simplest way of looking at it.
So because you have to have some sort of documentation on file of receiving a certain QSL card from, let's say, Zone 35, that helps to reduce and eliminate the potential for fraud.
We looked in the very beginning at how to eliminate fraud, and so we've got a system-wide mechanism to make sure that we understand the identity of the people that are submitting EQSLs. We have 140,000 users as of January 14th, 2009, but anybody can sign up and claim that they are any call sign that they want to. So how do we know that a person who registers as W1AW is in fact W1AW and that the EQSLs that they are uploading into the system are in fact coming from the W1AW logbook?
You're listening to an interview with Dave Morris, N5UP, founder and webmaster of EQSL.cc, which is now allowing for posting of some contest logs thanks to an agreement with CQ Magazine. Hap Holly, KC9RP, will conclude his interview with Dave in a moment. This is the Rain Report, being subsidized by Merle Heinlein, KB9NOH. You can read Merle's bio on QRZ.com. We'll be right back.
We very early on came up with a program we called Authenticity Guaranteed, and we have several different ways that you can achieve the status of an Authenticity Guaranteed member. One of them is that you use your scanner or your digital camera to take a picture of your ham radio license from whatever country it was issued, and you log into your EQSL account and you upload that license file, and then we have volunteers in our advisory board that are qualified for different countries to be able to look at one of those licenses and to say, yes, indeed, that has the correct call sign, has the person's name, it has a signature, or in some other way we can tell that this is a document that only the correct person would have. So it can't be a Word document that just anybody could type out. It can't be something that is not an official document. It's got to be something that only that person could possibly possess. The other way we have of guaranteeing authenticity is a postcard program where you can have us send you through the mail to your official FCC or Canadian address. We will send a postcard that has an authentication code on it, and then you log into your account and you key in that authentication code, and that way we know that only the person that lives at that address would be able to have that code. So then that will prove to us that you are who you say you are. At that point, it's up to you to make sure that you only upload valid logbooks and that the person that receives those will reject any that are not in his log. If he's an honest ham, he's going to say, you know, I never worked P1ABC, so I'm going to reject that. And so that's how we maintain the integrity of the system. It parallels the traditional paper card. You know, a lot of people get cards in the mail and they look at them and they say, you know, I never worked Mongolia. I don't know where this came from. So, you know, the honest thing to do is to say, I never worked that station. This is obviously a blown call sign. You either mail it back or you tear it up and throw it away. The dishonest ham will take that and they'll hang it on the wall, or maybe they'll use it to apply for an award or something like that. But what good is it to be looking at a certificate hanging on the wall that you know you did not earn? So there will always be people that, you know, will cheat, will try to game the system or whatever. There's no way to stop that from happening. There's no way to stop me from mailing a check for $100 to somebody in North Korea or wherever and saying, you know, if you'll mail me a QSL card that says that we had a QSO on 20-meter sideband on such and such date and time, I'll send you $100. There's no police to make sure that everybody is only confirming QSOs that actually took place. And so we have to remember that this is a hobby. This is not the military. This is not the stock market. This is not banking. This is a hobby. Yes, there are ways of cheating and gaming the system, but, you know, what is the risk? The risk is that you get one or two cards that you didn't earn. Who's the one that really suffers from that? It's the person that has to look at that certificate and say every day, I really didn't earn that, but I'm the only one that knows it.
That was Hap Holly, KC9RP, speaking with Dave Morris, N5UP, founder and webmaster of eqsl.cc. Without a doubt, the most prolific paperless QSL website on the web. Congrats to both EQSL and CQ Magazine for providing such an innovative service to the ham community worldwide. The RAIN report is copyright 1990 through 2009 RAIN. All rights are reserved. Now, for Hap Holly, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.